Oh, hi, Savannah. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you. How are you? I'm not sure. I got the message a little late. They said you wanted a call earlier in the day. So if this is too late, we can reschedule for tomorrow. Or is this a good time?
No, this is fine.
Perfect. Okay, good. Yeah, I apologize. Sometimes those messages, they get to me delayed, but it did say earlier. So what's going on? I understand that you saw an ad and it was under like a concrete, not a paving category, right?
Oh, yeah, it was someone else's business.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I looked and everything I saw now on yours is under paving. Paving ceiling is the category. So I was just going to tell you if there was a problem before, it's all been fixed now because I checked that before I called you.
Yeah, it's all been fixed now, but it's literally the end of the month and my next billing cycle is next week. And I didn't get any leads from it. I only got one call and it was for cement. So I didn't get any leads. I didn't get any businesses off of it. The Facebook, Instagram, like absolutely all of it. It just nothing. What we talked about and what I signed up for, I didn't get any of it.
Okay. So one thing I want to explain to you, Savannah, and we do put this in the terms and conditions, is that in order to get a business ranking on the first page, it does take hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So first page placement typically takes industry standard, I should say, is 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in 45 to 60 days. So, yes, the ads will start running.
Why was that explained to me when I signed up and paid all this money? That was not explained to me.
Well, it is in the terms and conditions that you guys acknowledge with your e-signature, you know. But let me give you a couple of options because if for some reason there was miscommunication and I'm the one that signed you up, so, you know, I would take responsibility for it. And I do want to make you guys happy no matter what, you know, because I know in the long run, once this comes to full fruition, you guys are absolutely going to love the performance because it's always the second month that you see the program pop, right? So since your next billing is coming up on August 8th, one thing I can do to compensate you is to push that next billing out an extra 2 weeks for free. And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to get to that, you know, 6 week mark, because that's where, like I say, things start coming to full fruition. Okay. So that's number one. But, with the extra 2 weeks applied, your guys are going to be paid in full until August 22nd. So I saw there were some previous notes in here that, someone from customer service had offered to give you a credit for the August payment on the 149 portion of the program, which is the one for the local maps. And I'm still going to honor that for you too. Okay. So if you want to continue with the same package you have now, on August 22nd, you're not going to pay $549. You'll just pay the $400, which is the breakdown $300 for Google Ads and $100 for Facebook. If you're not liking the performance of the Facebook ads, we could take those off, and that would lower, you know, the next month's bill to just the $300 for the Google ads. But again, you know, with a fresh account, typically it does take a little bit of time, you know, for everything
to be in a 100-mile radius. Why is it not like advertising or doing ads like in the Portland area or anywhere around there?
So, well, with the pay-per-click ads, you can have a 100-mile radius for sure, and with the Facebook ads. But with the local maps of Google, that's going to be tied into your business address. Doesn't mean that you're only going to get calls from Kaiser, because it will typically spiderweb out into a lot of the surrounding areas based on the relevancy. And because you have the ads running, you're probably going to get, you know, a stronger reach with the maps. But as far as the ads, we can run them wherever you like. But you're saying with the Google ads, you weren't getting calls from Portland or anything like that yet?
I only got one phone call, and it was for stealing someone's cement with cement sealer.
Okay.
Any other phone calls from anything for this ad, or just one call only to seal someone's walkway pad with cement sealer.
I see. So, like I say, that's usually typical within the first 30 days. That's why I'm going to push that next billing out for you. But have you been on the dashboard at all to look at the results by chance?
Daniel does. What type of results are you talking about?
Okay. So what I'm seeing, and I'm just looking at the Google Ads right now, which is that portion that we can put in the 100-mile radius, and this is showing me that in the Google Ads section, you've already been found on the first page 330 times, and you've had 30 clicks to your site from the Google Ads. And it's showing me that 223 of them came from Salem, 25 Woodburn, Oregon, Silverton, Oregon, 21, Turner, Oregon, 15. And then it says Oregon, 10, Jefferson, Oregon, 8, Almsville, 6, Aurora, 4. So it looks like there's 12 different areas that you're already being found in. Staten, I hope I say it right, Gervais, Hubbard, and Mount Angel. So it looks like that's a solid reach to me. Does that seem like it would cover within that 100-mile radius, all those areas that
no.
I talked about? Or no? Okay.
All that is about 10 miles away from exactly where I'm sitting right now. Woodburn is 10 miles.
10 miles.
Silverton is 12.
Okay.
Jarvis is 13 miles. It is like, that's less than a 20-mile radius.
Got it. Okay, so results showing only 20-mile radius. Expand to 100. So I want to tell you that with the Google Ads, you can have a 100-mile radius, you could have a 50-mile radius, you could have a 150-mile radius, so it's completely up to you, but the budget will get eaten up a lot quicker with a 100-mile radius. And what I mean by that is with the $300, we send it to Google to run the ads for you, right? And then we set a daily cap at $9 a day, and our intention there is so that that $300 will last throughout the whole month. And you never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month. It's because we put a cap on it, right? Because if not, you might get, you know, $2,000 of extra clicks if we don't put a cap on it, right? So we put a cap on it. Each morning, the ads go up in all of the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on you and you exceed that budget, you rotate off and someone else rotates on. That's why you're never going to pay more than, you know, the monthly rate. But I tell you that because for people that say they want a 100-mile radius, sometimes the ads go live at 6 in the morning, and by 6:05 they're already down because they've already gotten more than $9 worth of clicks out of them. So, you know, I can set it at the 100 miles right now, but what I would recommend is maybe pick and choose some solid places that you like to work within that 100 miles. And hone it down to maybe 5 to 7 or 7 to 10 solid areas, because that way you'll get more real estate on the first page with your budget. You know what I mean? When the ads go live, if they're running in those targeted areas only, then they're going to stay up there longer throughout the duration of the day before they rotate off, because it's not, you know, and within 100 miles, I mean, you and I both know that you're going to be getting clicks from places that are undesirable to you too, you know? So it might be, you know, more strategic to kind of just think about some targeted areas, and we could hone in and, you know, just focus on those for now, you know?
Yep. So Daniel is on home right now. Can you call me back tomorrow at around
of
this
course.
Time, and then I'll let him know everything we talked about, and then we'll figure it out?
Of course. And either way, I'm going to apply that 2 weeks right now, and I'll put the service credit on it for the August 21st or the August 22nd payment. But tomorrow, if you have some strategic areas, I'll send that request to the technicians to kind of focus on that with the ads. And like I said, that way your budget will last longer.
Okay. Yep. That sounds good. Yeah. Call me tomorrow, and then we'll go over it some more after I let Daniel know what we just talked about.
Okay, sounds perfect. Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow, and in the meantime, have a nice rest of your evening too, okay?
You too, thanks.
All right, thanks, Savannah. Bye.